Hey everyone, you're listening to your Marketing Home Girl podcast. Like and subscribe and comment down below.
Hey, what's up everyone? This is Christina and you're listening to your Marketing Home Girl podcast. So on this episode, episode 20, I want to talk to you guys about my favorite marketing TV shows that will help you have a little bit more of understanding of marketing for your business. Now, granted, it is Hollywood, you know, it is something that's on TV, but it's not to say that you can't learn from, you know, the topics and the TV show that you watch. So the first one I want to talk to you guys about is Mad Men. Mad Men was is set in the 1960s. It is about ad agencies during that time, but specifically it's about, you know, men working in advertising agencies. And back then they were called Mad Men, and it's based, you know, in Manhattan, New York. And I remember when I first started watching the show, I didn't really get it. I mean, meaning we're like, what's the show about? You know, like I see this very handsome, you know, guy, John Hamm, which I absolutely love and adore. But it took me a while to get into it. And then once I got into it, I was like, oh, okay, I'm going to start it all over. Cause I can watch something like mid-season and not really trip about what happened, you know, in season one, if I'm watching it mid-season. So I went back, I watched it from the beginning, and oh my God, I fell in love with Mad Men. And I really feel that it was the driving force of me, majoring in marketing when it came to, getting my master's degree. So if you guys have an opportunity to watch Mad Men, definitely do. I like learning about history, and I like learning how things were done back then. And to be honest with you, they're not that different. You'll be surprised with how Coca-Cola and, you know, and the way that a lot of these businesses, you know, do advertising. And especially during that time frame where women were considered, you know, the decision maker of the home, but yet they weren't being marketed to correctly, or they felt like, oh, they don't have an opinion. It was a very interesting time, you know, in the 1960s for women and for advertising and for the consumer. So I highly recommend for you guys to watch Mad Men. I absolutely love it. I can literally watch it over and over and over again, like if it was my first time, just because there's so much rich content, you know, in the series. And so, again, Mad Men, please go watch it. Number two is Emily in Paris. Again, I wasn't too sure if I was going to get into it. I didn't know what it was about. I love the actress, Lily Collins. She played in one of the Ted Bundy movies with Zac Efron. She was the girlfriend, right? That played Ted Bundy's girlfriend. And but then when I started watching Emily in Paris, it's about, you know, her living in Chicago, and she gets a promotion to go live in Paris, you know, which is a company that it's a marketing agency that they took over in Paris. And so now she's an American in Paris, and she's getting shitted on. Like a lot of the French people are like, who's this American coming over here telling us how to do marketing, right? So again, it is about marketing. It's a very different side of marketing. It's more about the fashion industry, but it does talk a lot about social influencers, social media, you know, the younger demographic, international marketing, right? There's a lot of topics on there that I think you guys would really like. And, you know, I mean, it is made up, you know, it is, you know, for TV, right? As far as certain, you know, scenarios, I guess you would say, that are in the TV series, but I thought it was very cute. You know, it took my mind off what was happening at the time. So again, Emily in Paris, I think it's now streaming on Netflix. Now, if you want to get more into like the reality shows, because Mad Men and Emily in Paris is more Hollywood, right? These are actors. Now, if you want to get more into reality, you can't go wrong with Shark Tank. Shark Tank is what it is, right? It's they're sharks going after, your business proposal, right? For money, for you to invest in their business. And so it's just interesting to see, you know, the way that the panel of entrepreneurs are, you know, the impression that they have in your business, your marketing, your packaging, your business proposal, your pitch. You know, imagine if you had to do that, you know, in front of them or to a group of people and ask for money, you know. So I'm sure some of it's a little bit more exaggerated. But, you know, I believe I saw or I read somewhere where there's this lipstick that I wear also called the Lip Bar, and it's actually made by a Black woman, and she showed up on Shark Tank. I didn't watch the episode, but I just read that she was on there and she was declined. They didn't invest in her company, but she didn't give up. And now her product is in Target, you know, like she hustled, you know, she didn't let that stop her from, you know, wanting to create her product, right? You know, and make it available for women of color, you know, like she creates all of these, you know, pretty pigmentations of lipstick, you know, for women who look like me, right? With darker complexion. So, again, Shark Tank, if you want a little bit more of a reality, you know, type of vibe, you can't go wrong there. Another reality show that I think it's pretty cool, it's Bar Rescue. And I actually saw, I think the episode may be like a year old or so, but, you know, my brother had shown me an episode of Bar Rescue with Marshawn Lynch. And if you don't know him, you know, he's a football player, a Bay Area football player from Oakland. And I don't think he's playing anymore. He could be on to retirement, but he played with the Raiders, and with Seattle. And, he has his own, bar in Oakland, and, the, you know, creator of the show, the host of the show, John Taffer, goes with him, and it is hilarious the way that Marshawn Lynch is like, I can see, like, I can tell when it comes to his family, he has a big heart, you know, like, he's just like, dude, y'all messing up with my money, dude. And he's just like, you know, these are facts, you know, like, John Taffer is giving you data. You're overpouring drinks and you're not making money and you're losing money because you're overpouring the drinks or you're drinking the drinks. So, and not paying for them, of course, right? So it was a hilarious episode. I might have to do some type of spinoff situation there with that. But I just thought, like, oh my God, like, John Taffer's not wrong. And he was a hard ass on one of his cousins, right? And he didn't care. He was in your face, you know, but these are facts, you know, that it's definitely hard when you hire family for business, right? This is a business, right? And at the same time, if it's going to affect my bottom line, we have a problem. And it was affecting his bottom line. So, again, I would recommend you guys, at least if you want to watch the episode of Bar Rescue, is with Marshawn Lynch. And there's another one that he also went to in San Francisco called Sam Jordan's. And that was located in the Bayview. That one's also a funny one as well. I think John Taffer is just funny the way he's just cutthroat, you know, like he don't give a fuck. He's going to tell you exactly how he feels, how it is, because he's an expert, right? You hired him to provide an audit, a overview of your business and what you're doing wrong. So don't get butthurt if he's telling you you're wasting money or you're doing this wrong, or I would recommend this, right? And then sometimes that happens with owners. They take a lot of pride, you know, with their business, their product and their brand. And we're not here to, like, you know, make you fail. We're not here to judge you. We're here to help you, you know? So kind of keep that in mind too. Like when you reach out to consultants to help you with your business, you know, just don't take it personal, you know, like you reached out to them for a reason, you know, and listen to their advice, you know, ultimately it's up to you how you want to take that. But again, it's just, you can learn from both a business aspect, from a consumer aspect, a marketing aspect. Bar Rescue is the shit. Another one that I want to talk to you guys about is, I mean, it's a movie, but I really think it's very important. The Founder, which gives you, it basically shows you the way McDonald's has started. And I mean, we all know McDonald's, right? McDonald's is like on every corner down the block. It's a franchise, right? You have individual owners who are buying the franchise name of McDonald's, right? So it's almost like they're buying the whole business as a package and all the marketing that comes with it, the name, the logo, You can go to, you know, 50 different franchises, but you know, as a customer, you're going to McDonald's. But each McDonald's has a different owner, right? So it gives you a little bit of the backstory of that. And if you really pay attention, and I'm just going to tell you that McDonald's is not in the business of burgers. I'm just going to leave it like that. McDonald's is not in the business of burgers. So if you watch the movie, check out the movie. Let me know what you guys think. And also, it's a very important advice to trademark your name, right? Another thing I'm going to tell you about McDonald's, the founder. But again, it's with Michael Keaton. And he did a great job in this movie. So I also want to check. I want you guys to check that one out too. And the last one, the clowns of all clowns. I want you guys to watch this movie if you haven't already. I'm pretty sure you guys have because it was all over social media and it was even a social media stint. But if you guys have not watched the Fyre Festival, and I seriously cannot say that without even freaking laughing, that is like what not to do. Like, don't hype up your audience, you know, don't, you know, create all of these promises and not freaking deliver. And I cannot believe he had a team of people, which in his defense, or in defense of the people that I'm going to talk about, they were telling him like, hey, we couldn't secure the spot. Hey, certain people are not coming. Hey, we don't have any money. But he was like super in denial, like, oh, don't even worry. I got it. Don't even worry. You know, I'll take care of it. And he wasn't doing shit but taking people's money. And so I want you guys to watch it. Because I want you guys to watch it as, again, a business owner, right? I know we all mean well. I know we want to over-deliver, over-promise to our customers, but sometimes we can't do it. So just, you know, watch his behavior on that. But I also want you to look at how easily consumers can be influenced. Look how many people bought tickets for headliners and for this dream of being by the water and all this lavish food, they didn't get shit but be in the tent hella cold with, you know, some half-ass sandwiches, you know? So that's the part that kind of sucked, to be honest with you. Like, I felt hella bad for all those people. Like, oh my God, I cannot believe that they fell for that, you know? And it wasn't their fault, but again, that just tells you consumerism, right? How we're easily influenced on everything by an image, a video, a picture, whatever that looks like, right? And also Ja Rule, like, that one's like a curveball. Like, how the hell did Ja Rule get into this? Like, shouldn't you be making music? Like, what's going on here? And but anyways, again, that one is the clowns of all clowns, but you need to watch it because you need to learn from his mistakes and learn what not to do. You know, to kind of open your eyes on, you know, if you're in the event planning business, right? This is an example of what not to do about that. So, again, I kind of went fast on my tips, not necessarily my tips, but on my opinion on these TV shows that I want to share with you guys. Again, I watch these regularly. Sometimes I'll think of something and I'm like, why did I watch it? Oh, it was on Mad Men. And I go back to that episode, you know, to get the information I need, or sometimes just the motivation, you know, sometimes like I just want to see stuff and be like, yeah, you know what? I love that idea. Or I love the way Coca-Cola did that. Or I love the way that, you know, a certain brand did that. And I'll look up the research and it's true, you know, like the way that cigarettes were being advertised to certain demographics and, you know, and how they were lying about, you know, the health effects on it. So again, I personally like to go back on these shows to either influence or motivate me or just to kind of get information on what I want to talk about. So I hope that you guys have a chance to watch these episodes. Let me know what you guys think. I have another batch that I'm going to share with you guys, but that's a little bit more advanced. I definitely want you guys to start this because it's a little bit more fun, a little bit of reality. The other set is more about like neuromarketing, about like the way that your brain works, the way that your brain, you know, receives information, the way that you know, social media influences us and how, you know, what social media is doing now. Like, it's, think Black Mirror, you know, like, I personally don't watch Black Mirror for that reason. I think it's scary as hell. Like, I cannot watch it. But if you watch Black Mirror and you like that and you like the suspense or you like the, oh shit, this is where we're going, that's like the other set of TV shows or of, you know, marketing related shows that you can watch. So let me know what you guys think of these. I definitely want to hear your feedback about these episodes that I had mentioned. And again, thank you for listening to your Marketing Homegirl podcast, and I will see you guys later. All right, you guys, peace out.